We're here with the head coach of the Ben Davis Giants, Coach Joe Lentz, and our final of our weekly conversations with him. Coach, I just want to kind of give you the time here to kind of review your season a little bit. 17-9 on the season. Kind of talk about what goals, what expectations you had of your team coming into the season and how you ended up playing out to be in terms of those goals and expectations.
Well, our goal, everybody's goal, ought to be to win a state championship, and that's kind of where we set it. Realistically speaking, obviously a sectional and a regional championship we thought were within our grasp, and it ended up that it was kind of within our grasp. We certainly won the sectional and got close. I expected us to start out a little slow, partly because of the strength of our schedule and partly because there were some things that had to happen with our team gelling and getting the idea of how best they could play. And then towards the end of the season, they began to play harder. We played a lot better defensively. We executed better offensively and got some nice wins along the way. Beating North Central in the regular season game and the conference game gave us a winning record in the conference. Beating Carmel is always big. Winning the sectional, that's huge. And the kids played really hard, and they're fun to watch. They're fun to coach when they do that. And we create a lot of problems for the opponents, which is obviously what we want to do. So I guess we did improve. We noticeably improved from start to the finish, and that's really all you can hope for. Hopefully get the team to get better as the season goes on.
And obviously now we kind of get to talk about, you know, next season and what is there to bring next season. We saw Kansas Robinson and Natalie Howard be worked in the lineup there into the tournament and late in the regular season. Kind of talk about what they bring as well as what you look forward to next year, who you see coming up to the varsity level, and what you see for next year's squad.
Well, Kansas and Natalie certainly are part of our future. Kansas brings to us a great deal of athleticism and aggressiveness, and she can defend. She was brought up because she can defend. She did a very nice job for a freshman against the people we had her try to guard. And she needs to work on her offensive skills to be better, but she's only a freshman. Natalie gives us a wealth of possibilities offensively, but she needs to work on her defensive skills and being a tougher rebounder. And if those two come through, then we add that to our core. Sherelle Newsom, Kira Goss, those are our two leading returnees. And then it's Micah Jett should be right in the running to be another starter, I would think, next year. We've just got Darian Royston, who kind of struggled this year but has a lot more potential than what she showed this year. We go deep. There's a lot of other people that could be part of, hopefully, a very strong bench.
I kind of want to circle back. The Lawrence North Regional Championship game, you guys fell 60-46 in that one. What did you feel like Lawrence North did better than you in that game, and maybe why you found yourselves? You were ahead at 8-4, and then Lawrence North ran off 8 unanswered to end the quarter, and they were up by 4 at the end of one. Was that a big kind of momentum shift in the game? I mean, what was kind of your message to the team after the end of one, after they ran off those 8 unanswered points?
Well, it was a momentum switch, but it wasn't the kind of momentum switch where we suddenly played bad and they played great. Our biggest issue really all along was as a team, we're not a particularly good shooting team. Lawrence North was. We shot 38% for the game the other night, and they shot 60% from the field. Right there is really the difference in the game. We out-rebounded them. They had 14 turnovers, we had 14 turnovers, which isn't too terrible, but they only had 12. Usually the turnover margin is a lot more in our favor. And when you got down to it, we beat them on the boards. It was very close in the turnover ratio, and they shot 60%, and we didn't. But we're going to have to develop a much better shooting team next year, because I think we can still defend very well and create problems for other teams, but we're going to have to be able to score points.
Coach, the South semi-state this weekend featuring Lawrence North and Castle. What do you see out of that matchup, and who maybe might be your pick? What do you see out of the remaining teams in Class 4A possibly trying to make a run at a state title here?
Well, of that particular game, I think I'd be hard to go against Lawrence North simply because of not only their talent level but also the competition they've played all year long. Castle is a very good team, but there's something to be said for playing top 10 ranked teams all season long. And if you're in the MIC and Central Indiana, you're going to do that. And Lawrence North is used to that. They're used to that pressure. On the other side, it's awful hard to bet against Hamblin Southeastern. They've really got a great roster, very well coached, and a veteran roster as well.
And then, obviously, they're playing an undefeated team in Crown Point, so you think Hamilton Southeastern maybe has the edge over Crown Point this weekend?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Coach, I wanted to ask you about this. Your five seniors, is there any players that have gotten next-level offers, any of those seniors possibly going on? We know Brianna Jones going to play a volleyball collegiately, but any of your other seniors being playing at the next level next year?
Yeah, all of them have had some offers. A couple are trying to decide whether or not they want to play college basketball. I know Jada Coleman is trying to make that decision, so is Janiyah Petty. Dejanay Walker's in the same boat, but there are colleges that are definitely interested. And Ambria Winsey has a couple of offers on the table that she's trying to make some decisions out of.
All right, Coach. Hey, thanks for your time this season. We always appreciate you coming and do these weekly conversations, kind of getting a more in-depth look at the girls' team, and we look forward to next season.
And so do I.
All right. I guess that's a promising sign. Coach Lentz returning for next season. You heard it here first on WBDG. But thanks for tuning in all season long to our weekly sit-down, and we'll be back next season. I'm Grant Covey for Joe Lentz. Have a wonderful afternoon.